Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I'm looking at us on the screen up here for the video of the show.
Yeah.
And if we would have been thinking, we could have just taken some black duct tape on our shirts that say Ace and TJ Show and just covered up the TJ on it. You know, because Ace would have wanted it that way.
Just the Ace Show.
We should have done that.
I know.
He would love that.
Yeah.
He would love that. The Ace Show.
Sometimes he would get up like he was, you know, claiming his territory or whatever. And he was complaining about somebody and he'd go, I mean, you're not going to try to tell me, you know, what needs to be happening on my on our show.
Makes you believe he was calling it his show.
Yeah.
Outside
if,
of it.
If I wouldn't have been sitting there, sure. It would have been my show. Yeah. So with Extra Funny, one of the beauties of it is that we can talk about things that with Ace that we can't talk about on the regular radio because we can cuss. And the Ace stories are usually better with cussing because he was cussing all the time.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. But one of the things that Ace hated, because he would have little things that he hated way more than he should. You know, it's okay to have little things that get on your nerves or they irritate you or whatever, but he would just get into almost a fit.
Yeah.
But when he'd start talking about these things, and one of them was when a Hooters waitress would sit in the booth with him or try to flirt with him or something. He would just start going off about who the heck she thinks she is. Like, cause she's going to come over here and flirt with me that I'm just going to give her all kinds of money and give her a big tip and everything. Thinking that I'm stupid. Like I'm one of those other guys.
That's what it was.
And the same way with anybody that referred to him as honey or sweetie or any of that. I mean, he would really get pissed off talking about that.
Yeah.
Calling me sweetie or honey. Get the out of here.
You don't want people to be nice to him if it was for money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were trying to get something from him.
Like, yeah, he thought they were just trying to work him. Yeah. When if you go to a Hooters, that's kind of what they do.
Right.
It wasn't personal, but he took it personally.
It's like going to a strip club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're a server, like, that's your job is to be nice and to, you know, make their experience like, the best experience. Yeah.
Now, I don't like it when they hang around and want to chit-chat and sit in the booth with you or sit at the table with you and all that. Because I'm kind of an introvert. I don't, you know, I'm just here to eat. And you know, if we want to exchange pleasantries or whatever, that's fine. Being sweet to each other, whatever. But don't, I mean, because I wouldn't want any other stranger just to sit down at the table with me and start trying to talk.
Yeah.
But I didn't take it personally. I look at it like this is their job. They're trying to make a living. It's how they make a living.
Yeah.
And I walked in here. It's not like they came into my house and started trying to talk to me and flirt with me in my house while I'm watching crime. Yeah. You know?
Exactly. If you're at Hooters, like, hello, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to assume that many people going to Hooters are going for that experience.
Exactly. Yeah. And he loved talking to hot girls. So it's like, what's the problem? Like, you love hot girls.
kind of in the same realm as when he got mad at the guy at the Renaissance Festival for shooting that little marshmallow gun at him. He flipped out on that guy. Who the hell? What are you shooting me for? Hit him right in the back with a little mini marshmallow. They had those little air guns, you know. They sell tchotchkes at the Renaissance Festival. That was one of them. The guy shot him with a marshmallow. And yeah, he said he like flipped out on him, confronted the guy.
Oh, God.
There, you son of a bitch.
You need to watch who you shoot.
It's a little marshmallow.
He always was trying to fight somebody.
Yeah. Well, because he was so adamant that nobody was going to show him disrespect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's just like, no, you're going to respect me.
Yeah.
Okay, am I?
Yeah, right.
You mean I don't respect you if I'm playing around, shoot you in the back with a marshmallow?
Right.
I mean, do you think anybody's really, you know, sitting here thinking that I got the best of you?
Yeah. What he perceived as disrespect usually was just sort of people doing their job.
Y'all remember the Smoothie King story?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
gotten into that one. I know.
Yeah, but that was the guy yelling at him for not wearing a mask, a COVID mask. So that was a little bit, but okay, so this guy started messing with him in line at Smoothie King because he loved smoothies. Yeah. He just loved them.
Oh, my goodness.
Loved a good smoothie. And he was on the phone, and he pulled his mask, his COVID mask down. And then the guy behind him, and you know how those COVID mask people were, just annoying little assholes. And I'm sure the guy was just a little piece of crap.
Condescending, probably. Yeah.
And so he started acting that way to Ace, and then Ace flipped out on him. And then that was okay, I guess. I mean, you go just... could have confronted the guy and not made a huge scene. But then when Ace brought this other guy into the thing,
it was like an old couple.
Yeah.
It's like an old guy.
He's like, why don't you say anything to the old dude? Yeah. This old dude's not wearing a mask. Why don't you say something to him?
This old couple just trying to get a smoothie in the afternoon.
He brought him into it.
Yeah. And then he got mad at the manager. Remember the manager was just trying to get peace in the place, but because the manager didn't just take Ace's side,
right,
he got mad at him. So I'll never go back to that Smoothie King.
For like 2 years, he was like, I'm not going there.
Nope, not going.
Never again.
He said he pulled his truck around. Like, what were you going
to
do?
Well, I think my favorite part of that is earlier in the day, he had gone to a Party City because it was Peyton, or he was getting ready for Peyton's birthday.
Yeah.
And he said when he got back in the car, he was so mad, he turned around and he punched those number balloons, you know, those gold number balloons that had floated up towards the front. He just went, bam! He was so pissed. So I punched those balloons. Son of a
poor old people.
I know. This old couple just trying to
the old guy.
He's like, what the hell? What did I do?
I'm just trying to get a smoothie.
We know if he stuck to it and never went back?
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
He was pissed. Yeah. I don't think he was ever going back there.
Yeah. He held on to that one.
He did.
And then what were the other things we were just talking about before?
There was one time, a story he told us when he went into like True Religion, I think it was, or one of those
stories. No, it was Buckle.
Buckle, that's right. Yeah. And he was trying on some jeans, and the attendant, like the fitting room attendant, was trying to bring him another pair, and he got so upset about that.
Yeah, because they are pushy in there, and it's aggravating. I just need the jeans. I just want jeans. Hey, would you like there's some really good shirts we just got in that would look great with us. No, I just want to. And what did he end up getting mad and just storming out?
I didn't buy anything.
I just want these jeans. I don't want anything else. God.
And it was the one place he could go to get jeans because he was so 6'4", but he also would say, you know, but I got this big butt.
Yeah.
So that was the one store that had the jeans that he could wear. And he got so annoyed that they were just offering him stuff.
And that, I mean, they do. They
are pushing.
They give you the hard sell in there. Are they still open, Buckle stores? Are they still out there?
I don't know.
I haven't been in a mall in a long time.
No.
Like, who goes to a mall anymore?
Ace would go. Oh, yeah. Ace would go to a mall. He'd love going to a Best Buy for anything. I'm like, Ace, just buy it on Amazon. He'd buy. I'm going to a Best Buy. I'll be right there. He would love going into a Best Buy.
Looking through the CDs. I mean, when they still had, when most people weren't using CDs anymore, but they still sold them there, he'd go and flip through those CD cases and just loved it.
Yeah, he did.
He would he hated it when they changed it around, and now there's barely anything at Best Buy.
Yeah.
You know, for you to just browse and look at.
Sure. He always said music doesn't mean as much because you don't have to go to the store and search through the albums to buy. It doesn't mean as much.
You know, the one thing that I still do of his is he put me on, I will say that, watching live, like watching concerts while you're working out.
Yeah.
Because he would always talk about that. And I remember one time I was like, all right, I'm going to do it while I'm on the treadmill. And it like changed everything. And I couldn't wait to tell him. Because you know that when you gave him credit for something, he loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, Ace, you put me on.
So what kind of concerts did he watch? He watched Kiss, like in 1989 in Detroit. You know, that was one
all
I
remember.
All kinds
of rock concerts. Just he would watch Guns N' Roses concerts, just any of the type of music that he liked, like the rock and roll stuff.
But he would have like a year and a venue. He'd be like 1987, Hollywood Bowl, Guns N' Roses.
However many thousand people, you know, just always all the statistics and everything.
Yeah.
But again, it goes back to, like he said, the same way I was when I was in high school.
Sure.
Those were the bands he listened to when he was in high school.
And I know he watched a couple of his own concerts on the treadmill as well. He watched the Charity Case show. Uh-huh.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, he did, because he was grading it.
Yeah.
And he always gave himself an A+, I guarantee you that.
Another stellar performance, my friend.
He was his number one fan.
He was.
Who came to that stuff.
He was.
Mm.
What concerts did you watch on the treadmill after Ace gave you the advice?
I think because we had just watched the We Are the World documentary. And so that led me to watch like the AIDS concert that was with Freddie Mercury and all of that. So I remember like watching that. And that's kind of what started it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't know there was a concert where you had to have AIDS.
Yeah. Was it a real down?
Go to?
You know what I mean.
Welcome to the AIDS concert.
Was it AIDS or was it one of those Africa
Band-Aids or
Band-Aid?
Well, wasn't that for AIDS?
No, that was for wasn't that starving kids in Africa like We Are the World was?
I don't know.
I thought Band-Aid was the first one. Oh, this is where we need him because he would know.
Live Aid.
He would know. Live Aid. That's what it was. Live Aid.
Live Aid. Yeah.
And then there was Farm Aid that Willie Nelson started.
So it wasn't for AIDS.
No, I don't think so.
Just had AIDS in the name, and you think it's for AIDS?
Oh, and because Freddie Mercury was the standout performer.
Well, that kind of makes sense to me. Like that, I was like, okay, that makes sense. That connects.
That AIDS concert.
That AIDS concert.
This concert for AIDS is what she said.
Promoting AIDS.
Yeah. It's like every song.
We're funding AIDS. We started a GoFundMe for AIDS.
The one that Freddie Mercury was in. He headlined the AIDS concert.
I do remember him getting all excited that you watched that We Are the World thing. Mm. And you had watched it too, TJ. And I know you guys went on.
Anytime I watched a documentary like that, I would always text him. Or if it was about robots taking over. Like if I saw anything about robots taking over on Instagram, he was the first person I would send that to.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. We're going to have to fight him in the streets.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the only thing to be thankful for. He's going to miss the robot revolution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the silver lining. Dogs. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Y'all laugh. Those jokers are going to take over.
Jokers.
More extra funny next.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I am always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, Get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
The Cabarrus Arena has a packed calendar right now, but if you need space for an event, they've got you covered. 150,000 square feet of space to suit any event needs. They've got it. Go to CabarrusArena.com to check them out. CabarrusArena.com.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at TJRiggins.com/subscribe.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, God. You know, it's so delightful sometimes, you know, when you have a radio show and a podcast and all that's for the entertainment of the public, and you have a member of your show that is the dope head. Alexis was just telling us about the signs from the universe that she's gotten. Actually, direct sign from Ace, yeah, since he died.
Mm-hmm.
Tell what happened.
Well, you know, I always think that you're going to get signs from the universe if you ask for it. But for Ace, I said, all right, Ace, if you're out here somewhere, I need you to send me a sign. And as soon as I said it, I'm not even kidding, one of the lights started flickering. And I'm just staring at it. I'm like, all right, is that really you? And it kept flickering. Like, I'm not even kidding. And what are you going to say? Like, that's coincidence? No, it's not.
Today's light bulbs, when they're about to go out, they flicker and it's time to change them. So that's probably what that is.
It wasn't that, I promise.
And then she was listening the other day when I said I was riding in to work and this band came on my I call it Richie's radio, but it's the Apple Music radio station for me that they throw stuff up there that they think I would like. It was a band that I never listened to. It ate one of Ace's favorite bands. And Alexis got mad because on the air I said it was just a coincidence and I didn't think it was any kind of a sign or anything. It's just, you know, I'm just saying it as a coincidence. So yeah, you don't think that it was a coincidence?
Never. It's never a coincidence. And again, you just said that you don't like this band and you don't listen to them. So why would it put it in your algorithm?
Right. Well, it also puts up songs all the time that I have never listened to when they put it up there, and I keep skipping it. Like, there's a Kid Rock song called Johnny Cash. I've never listened to that song one time, but every day Richie's radio pulls it up and throws it at me.
But do you like it? Have you listened to it?
No, not once.
But you don't know if you like it then?
I haven't listened to it on that. Oh. I've listened to it. I've heard it on other formats and all, but I've never listened to it where that Al Gore rhythm would be, you know, messing with it.
All right, well, we'll see.
He's got blinders on.
He doesn't want to see it. It's like, come on.
He doesn't want to see
it. I'm just thinking, if Ace, my best friend of 30-something years, were going to send me a sign of something, it wouldn't have been in a damn L.A. Guns song.
Because he knows that you hate it, so of course he would, because he loves that.
No, he would have sent something.
What would he have done?
He would have, you know, dropped a McGriddle in my truck on the way to work. I love those. It wouldn't have just been a...
He would have opened his Instagram to a picture of big butts.
Okay, so if a McGriddle so happens to come into your radar at some point, you have to tell us, because then you're going to be like, how did this happen?
Well, because McGriddles are available at the most popular restaurant in the world.
I'm not saying...
They're everywhere.
No.
There's going to be a TV commercial about McGriddles. I mean, if it just could have appeared in my
but
truck.
That's not how it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's magic.
It might be that
but
someone,
the song happened like that. Yeah, it just appeared.
Because that's how it works. Like, you can use song and you can use lights and you can use technology to send signs. But it's not just going to appear out of nowhere. Now, what's going to happen is, watch this and mark my words today. Someone's going to give you a McGriddle out of nowhere.
You think?
Yes. And then you better tell me and not deny it.
If they're going to give me a McGriddle out of nowhere, they're going to be walking into my house and up to my puffy couch room and waking me up to give it to me.
Just not a believer.
Ace will have to float through the wall himself and drop it on me if I get a McGriddle today.
All right. We'll see.
Oh,
Remember when Ace had that huge beer cooler up in his man cave room?
No, it wasn't just a beer cooler. It was a stand up refrigerator thing, like at a convenience store.
Yeah.
It was like the machine that you go get the Cokes and stuff out of at a convenience store, just that huge. And he bought it at an auction.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And it made, when you plug it in, it created so much heat that he couldn't have it in that little room that he had it in. He couldn't get rid of it anywhere because it was too big.
And it was so loud.
Yeah.
And you go, Ace, how many beers can that hold? And you go, I think 144.
Oh my God.
You have that upstairs? How did you even get that up there? I don't know. I wasn't thinking.
He probably thought it was going to be so cool.
He still thought it was cool, even though it like heated up his whole house and it was expensive to run and it was so loud. Mm. He thought it was the coolest stuff ever.
Yeah. And when he and his first wife, Seanette, bought their dream house, you know, I guarantee you the thing that sold the house to them, not to him, was you could go upstairs and then they had like a theater room upstairs. Yeah. But to get to the theater room, the door that opened was a bookshelf and you pulled a book and it was a fake book. But when you pulled the book, the door swung open.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's all they had to show him. I guarantee you they could have walked him straight to that.
Yeah.
Not even looked at the rest of the house and said, look what this will do. That is cool as hell, man. This is sold.
Yeah. Like a kid having a secret room.
Yeah. You
know, his interests are very childlike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having a secret room where you can pull a book down and it opens a door into a theater room with a beer cooler.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
It was cool. You're right. That's probably exactly what sold him.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of the house could have been trash.
Yeah.
But he had that one cool thing. And it was like, man. This is awesome, especially if it would have opened up to a wrestling ring or something, a wrestling arena. That would have been cool.
Jacuzzi.
Yeah, he loved a jacuzzi.
He did.
Yeah.
He never liked it, though, when I called him a rich redneck, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was a rich redneck.
Yeah. He was. Remember when he tried to bury the dog?
Oh, my God.
The family
dog
out in the backyard, and it was he tried to bury it on a slope, and then it rained, and then the dog came out of the grave. It's awful. It was awful.
Well, they hadn't even finished building that house yet. This was, you know, so many years ago. I mean, we weren't, you know, we hadn't hit our peak yet as far as success and all. And they were building the first little house, and the dog died, and we were living in apartments, you know, at the beginning when we first got here.
In the ghetto.
And, yeah.
In the hood.
In the ghetto. Mm-hmm.
And so that was where they were going to live. And so his wife wanted the dog to be buried out there. And North Carolina dirt is different than where we grew up in Louisiana, because it's all just red mud, red clay, you know. And he was out there trying to dig a grave for that dog, and it had been raining, and he said ruined his pants, ruined everything, because that red mud got all over.
Yeah.
And he said, I fought it and fought it and fought it, and finally was able to get that dog in that hole. Get a hole, because it was almost like sand, because it'd been raining so much. Every time he would dig, the water would wash the dirt back into the hole.
Yeah.
And then that's why I ended up not being deep enough for the dog.
Pet cemetery out there.
He was making a pet cemetery.
But I'm going to tell you, it didn't matter. Up until his last day on earth, nothing came easy like that for him. He's just like always going to be something.
Yeah.
Can't catch a break.
Yeah.
Cannot catch a break.
The smallest things.
Mm-hmm. And you know, he was cussing that dog.
Oh, please.
Like, you rotten sorry.
So I'm dealing with the dog. I mean, just hear him.
He couldn't even get rid of his Christmas tree without it being problematic.
Yes. Like,
millions of people, when Christmas is over, dispose of their Christmas trees without a hitch. Every year, millions and millions of people. But when it came time for him to get rid of his Christmas tree, it was always some kind of issue.
Yeah, trying to sink it in the lake, and it would float back up, and he'd have to go chase it down. Yeah, like you're right. Those little things would just challenge him.
And then this son of a bitch floats back up. I've already tied bricks to it. Now I got to go find cinder blocks. And I'm thinking, why are you don't even fish? because he was putting it out there off of the dock so he could, you know, because fish would bed up around it. And like, you don't even fish.
Yeah,
why are you doing it? Just put it, there are services that pick them up. You put them out by the curb and they pick them up.
Yeah. It was like another one of those. He took all the interns out on his boat when he first bought it. And first time ever out on the boat, I was on it. You know, I've just been there a couple months and I was like, oh, cool. I get to go out on Ace's boat. Never been on a boat before. And he was big. He was, he thought he was the coolest.
He's holding court.
100%. And he was excited to take us out. We're all excited to be there. And we end up stopping and he goes to throw the anchor out and he tosses the anchor out and he forgets to tie the other end of the rope to the boat. So we watch this spool just go whoop. And the rope just, it disappears into the water.
Stop.
Threw the anchor off without attaching it to the boat.
Oh, my God.
I said, I don't know much about boating, but I'm pretty sure you got to attach the other side.
I know he was pissed.
Yeah, but, you know, he was in his glory that day, so nothing could have.
But the thing about it was that he would forget to go get another anchor. And so every time he'd go out on the boat, he'd go, shit, I forgot to get an anchor. Because he didn't, you know, they weren't real big on, some people just cruise the lake nonstop when they're out. Like little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael. We just, when we're on their boat, it's just a slow cruise back and forth, wherever. But a lot of people like to anchor and swim and hang out and in the same spot. And he did. He wanted to do that, but then he didn't have an anchor, and he never thought of it until he got out there again. God, I forgot to get that damn anchor.
He just ended up floating away.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Things just didn't come easy to him sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And then one time, we had just sold our boat, and Jody's sister and brother-in-law and their twins came in to visit, and I said, hey, we're trying to find something to do while they're here. Can we borrow your boat one day and take them out on the lake? Oh, sure. Yeah, fine. Go get it. You know? So we get it out there, and the kids, you know, their little floaties and everything, Chuck, they jump off into the water. Now, it's a pontoon, so it's way up high out of the water. So they jump off. They're swimming, and they're ready to get back on the boat. So I went over and hooked the ladder where it's folded and pushed it off into the water so they could climb up. But as soon as I pushed it off into the water, it just disappeared because it was not attached to the boat.
What is going on?
It had been put back up there and then strapped where it looked like it was not broken, but it was broken when you went to try to put it in the water. And then they couldn't get back up into the boat. Chuck finally got up in the boat, and then he took some dock lines and a noodle and cut the noodle into pieces and tied them together and made a ladder so he could get it up and down out of the boat.
It's very Chuck.
Yeah. And what had happened was Peyton had her friends, she was a teenager, and had her friends out on the lake in the boat and broke the ladder and didn't tell him. He was like, what? The ladder is broken? Yeah. I said, completely broken off, and now it's in the water because I didn't know it was broken, and I pushed it in the water, and it just went to the bottom. And he goes, okay, yeah, okay. Well, I am sorry about that. I'm so sorry about that. But when she gets home from school, yeah, I know exactly what happened.
That's exactly
so what happened. So then I'm going, man, Peyton's going to get in trouble because of me. I didn't want that, but. Yeah. But I mean, again, it's just now I got to go buy a ladder and an anchor. Put that on the list.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.